So, this is a story that just happened really recently.
Yeah.
And I am now 31 years old. And this is something that shouldn't be happening to a 31-year-old.
Okay.
But yet it happened.
Pray tell.
It's really embarrassing.
That's what this podcast is for.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can laugh about it now.
Well, you clearly are.
It's so embarrassing. It's so awful. I still have flashbacks from it.
Oh, very excited about this one now.
So, you lived in Sweden for like 5 months.
I did.
And we came to visit you about 6 weeks ago.
Yep. Yeah. You did, I remember this.
We were only there for four days, three nights.
Yeah.
We weren't there for long. Come out on a Thursday, left on a Sunday.
Something like that, yeah.
Now, during that time, we ate like a fair amount of food.
Yeah.
Like, we had like nice little pastries here and there, like breakfast, lots of crisps and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Also, during that time, I didn't really poo as much as I would have liked to. I never really felt comfortable, because I like a relaxing poo. I like to sort of sit down, not be pressured, but like we're always like getting up and like going out somewhere, and like I never really had time to relax. So I sort of like did like little poos here and there, but not anything.
Pooing like a normal person, you mean?
Yeah. I didn't poo in my normal way. So when we came back from Sweden, there was a bit of a backlog, literally. So on the Monday we came back, the day after, in the afternoon, I thought, I need a poo.
The coast is clear.
I need myself a big old poo. And I had a massive poo.
Like, is this length of time or volume?
Both.
Ejected. Okay.
I probably spent about 40 minutes sitting on the toilet. Oh, no. Most of that time was quality time. And it was one of those poos, I don't know if you've experienced this, but like one of those poos that really go through the motions. So like you start off with like just your regular like solid lump, but then like there's like a little bit more like sloppy stuff comes out, and then like, you know, how it's like you have all the types of poos that you can imagine, but in one.
No.
Never get that.
Nice to hear about it, though. I'm just about to eat lunch after this.
It's a rarity that it happens, but like it's like when you don't poo for a long, or when I don't poo for a long time, which normally happens if I have to stay around people. Because when I don't get to relax, then like it builds up, and then like all these poos. Yeah. So it was a big poo. A really, really big poo.
Was this at home?
This was at home.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, luckily. I wasn't like in McDonald's or something like that. Now, I got married last year.
Uh-huh. I know this. Yeah. Remember
and
that one as well.
Since my wedding, I've been wearing a wedding ring.
Yeah. Where is this going?
I've developed a habit of playing with my wedding ring. I will slide it off my knuckle and back again. And I've really enjoyed doing this because I've lost like quite a bit of weight recently.
So it's looser.
And so it's a lot looser, and I've sort of been enjoying sort of like feeling like how much weight I'm losing.
Feeling the progress.
Yeah. So I'm sitting on the toilet and I'm playing with my wedding ring. And my wedding ring comes past my knuckle and just slides.
What stage in the poo is this?
This is at the end. This is when I'm just sort of like reveling in my post-poo satisfaction. I'm thinking, job well done. Have a little play with my wedding ring. I was reading something on my laptop actually at the same time. I had like a little table in front of me, so I was reading an article and just sort of absentmindedly just playing with my wedding ring. It slips off my finger, lands on my thigh, and I think, and then it slips off my thigh and into the toilet.
Oh no! Oh,
You're looking at the
I'll never look at it in the same way again. That thing is dirty.
Now.
Yeah, what do you do in that situation?
Now.
Get the rubber gloves out, surely.
Surely.
Get a spoon? What did you do?
I just panicked. Now, looking back at it, I should have been calm and collected and been very methodical about it. And we got rubber gloves for, not for this situation, but like for like cleaning the toilet and stuff. You know, we do have the equipment to deal with this.
Firstly, which part of the poo did it land in? Was it a sludgy part or a...
Okay, I panic.
A hard bit. You panicked. Okay.
I panic. I stand up. I look down in the toilet. I assess the situation. I'm hoping that the ring is just sitting on top and I can just pluck it. No sign of the ring.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is post-wiping as well.
Oh, okay.
So...
complicated the yeah. situation further.
There's no sign of the ring. My first thought was, should I flush it and hope that the ring will just like stay at the bottom?
No.
And I thought, no. Like, I'm never going to see that ring ever again. And then I think Erica's going to fucking kill me. Like, she's going to fucking kill me. Because these were made especially for us as well. Like, they're unique rings.
Okay, yeah.
So I was like, fuck. And this is all within the space of like 10 seconds of dropping the ring, or less than. I just plunge my bare hand straight
in. No! Matt!
You just
shaved my face at that as well.
Wait, there's context to that. Like, I'm training to be like a professional shaver. So that's why I shaved his face.
Which hand or both was it?
It was one hand. It was my right hand.
That face has been touching my face. No, that hand has been touching my face all morning.
So I plunge my hand in, I have a little feel, hoping it's just like stuck somewhere in the middle. I can't feel it. But as I dig around, like, it's breaking up. It's becoming just sludge. And the more like I break it up, the murkier the water gets. I can't see a thing. And I can't really feel anything.
Surely you gotta just start like scooping bits out or something.
I just had to scoop and like slap it onto the side of the bowl.
Oh my god.
But there was like a time limit because like it just like kept on like sliding back down into the water again. So I had to quickly like scoop, slap, scoop, slap, scoop, slap. I eventually found it. Like I just had to go all the way in. And I found it at the...
Struck gold.
I found it at the bottom, just sitting right... It just sunk all the way through, like it was the fucking Lord of the Rings ring. just all the way through, sitting on the bottom. I grabbed it. I almost threw it straight into the sink. But our sink doesn't have, like, the grating thing on it. It's just, like, the hole. So, like, I stopped myself from doing that, because then I would have just... What a waste.
Where did you put it?
I slammed the... I put the thing down. Back in and and then like put it in the sink.
And then you cut off your hand, I hope.
Well, then I flushed the toilet. I didn't want to see that stuff anymore. I washed my hand like I've never washed my hand before.
Oh.
The heat was on full blast, and it was so sore afterward because I just scrubbed and scrubbed. I used maybe half a bottle of soap. I was there for about half an hour. Just scrub, scrub, scrub. I mean, I reckon my hand has never been cleaner, actually, because of that. And the ring as well. I clean. I'm pretty sure I'm clean. The way you're looking at me.
Does Erica know about this?
She does now. I didn't tell her straight away. And I haven't told anyone else this, actually. I thought I'd
Did you tell her, podcast. Give her the whole story?
Yeah, she knows exactly what happened. She was like, oh, we could have just got another one made. Like, she just flushed it. I was like, what? No. She's like, it's not that big a deal.
Ah, that's not what you want to hear after you've been digging through shite for about...
Again, if you've seen Trainspotting, there's a very iconic scene that's almost identical to that. And it really felt like that. It was horrible. It was the worst thing I've ever had to do. Ever. I can't
That's pretty hard to top.
I can't think of anything else that's been more traumatic that I've had to get. Or everything. I've done 50 podcasts, numerous stories. I think that might have been the most traumatic experience.
It's just disgusting, yeah. How will this affect you moving on?
I still play with my ring.
Come
when
on.
When I'm doing it on the toilet, I do it very far.
So you've learned one lesson at least.
I've learned not to play with my ring whilst my hand is hovering directly over the toilet. What other lesson can I mean, okay, I should be like
so
more
the flashbacks,
calm.
Which part of the experience do you flash back to? Is it the initial?
No, it's my hand and the feeling of it.
Through.
The squelching and the way it broke up and the smell. My God, the more I broke it up, the more I broke up the smell. And, oh.
Yeah, because that, if the poo was that long, that's probably come from deep inside you.
It was one of the biggest poos I've ever had. Like,
pretty unlucky that it would happen to you just on this one time.
Yeah, it was really unlucky. It was awful. On that note, I have to announce to everybody that this will be the final podcast. I've done 50 episodes now. I feel like that's a good time to end. Maybe it was the universe's way of giving me a good finale to end on.
It was a very good one to end on, yeah. I feel honoured to be part of this, yeah.
I will not be doing any more podcasts in the near future. However, I do have many more stories to tell. But I feel like the podcast is the wrong forum to tell them. And there are many stories that I have to tell that I feel I cannot quite laugh about it now. That one was...
I was going to say too soon, but like... this
not
is...
too soon, just still a bit too...
Raw
to be laughing about it, yeah. There are quite some serious stuff that maybe... And they involve like other people, so maybe I can't... I feel a bit uneasy, like...
Yeah, it's pretty
laughing
dangerous.
But that's not to say that more stories will happen in the future. Clearly, this shit is still happening to me.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally. So, stay subscribed. Check back every now and again. I might do, if something happens, I might whip another podcast out.
A Christmas special or something.
A Christmas special, yeah. I'm not going to close the door completely. But for now, yeah, this is the end. Thank you all for listening. It's been quite cool, actually. Like, we've had listeners all over the world. Like, quite big. Not big, but, like, there are quite a few listeners in America, which is quite strange. Washington, D.C. Kansas, I think.
Canada, did you say?
Canada, yeah.
Or was that me?
No, Toronto. It's quite big there. Well, not big, but there's listeners.
They exist.
Somalia.
Really?
There's at least one listener in Somalia. So,
excellent.
Hello, my Somalian friend. Yeah, it's been quite cool. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've certainly enjoyed it. It's been very therapeutic. Yeah, I hope to be giving you more stuff in the future. Or not, actually. Like, maybe I want like a peaceful, happy life.
Yeah.
I hope that I don't have any more stuff to tell you. But when I do, you will know.
They'll be the first to know. Yeah.
Thank you and goodbye.